So the Machzor Shekel never reached the Gizbah yet, and it got lost. So the city was not mekayim the mitzvah Machzor Shekel. They have to bring another Machzor Shekel. Mishum Shavuos Takona. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good on Mishnah. The reason why you swear is because there's a new Takona to swear. Elul Rebbe Lozom, but according to Rebbe Lozom, that he said our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon, that really the klal is you don't swear on something that belonging to Hegdish. Only if you have achrayis on it, like the Bnei Ir, before they took their truma, that if it got lost, the people in the city would have to pay another machzor shekel. So since that money is still in their achrayis, it's considered like their money. Therefore, it's understandable why the shliach has to swear to the Bnei Ir. Is nishpoyim le Bnei Ir hodehi? That's very good. To Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Of course, you said since the chayiv achrayis. Oh, but the Mishnah says though nishpoyim le gizborim. But let's say the gizbor, they already made the truma saleshka. They took the truma out. So we're going now a Mishnah that termim alosid ligvois. So Mela is considered like all the machzor shekel already reached the gizbor. So the Bnei Ir are potter for Nechrayis. They don't have to give another machzor shekel. The money like reached the gizbor already. So the shliach has to just swear to the gizbor that he wasn't at fault. So the kashri is gizbor maya v'netayu. How come you swear to the gizbor? L'chura the gizbor is pure hegdish. And the klal is, you don't swear on Nichse Hegdish. You, Rebbe Lozom, want to say the Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe Shimon. So that's only good calls among the people in the city. You have a chrayis on the shkolim before they took off the truma. But once they took off the truma, you're telling me now it's considered like the machzor shekel reached the base of Hegdish already. So the Bnei Ir are potter. There's no more chrayis. So there's no more chrayis. It's pure Nichse Hegdish. So why does the Mishnah say the shliach still has to swear to the gizbur? It's shvei according to Rebbe Lozom. And the Gemara in the Chanami. Really, there's only one shvua here. It means nishpoyim lebnei yir b'maymid gizborim. Really, the Mishnah only means one shvua. It's only a shvua if before they took off the truma, that the money did not reach the gizbah yet. So then we say that it's, then we say it's considered by achrayis of the people in the city. So that's what's good according to Rabbi Shimon. It's called then a chosim, you have to swear. But when the shliach has to swear to the people, he has to swear in front of the people and also in front of the gizborim. So there it says, Nishmar of Nair of Amaim Gizborim. Ki hechid lo lechashtinu. Chidei that they should not be choshedim. In other words, they should not be choshed the shliach. That's why they have to swear in front of both of them. Reinach Nami, it's not swearing directly to the Gizborim. He's only swearing in front of the Gizborim, but he kishvua to the Bnei Ir. He says at the top, O Mishan and Nishmar of Nair, Lito schorin b'maim and agizborim. If they should hefsed al hegdish. Because there's a hefsed here at the hegdish. Ah, no, shoulder. So he's swearing now to the Bnei Ir. That the Bnei Ir, he's asking them, you have to pay me money though. I want to get my wages. I did a shliach for you. Pay me up. See, even though what the Bnei Ir say, why should we pay you up? You didn't do the good thing. You got lost. He says, no, it wasn't my fault. So he has to swear to them to collect their money. Why is he swearing in front of the Gizbah? Stam. Since the Gizbah lost out here, it's talking about after the Truma. After the truma is considered like the money already reached the gizbor. Now that it got stolen, it's like it got stolen from the gizbor. So the gizbor, the hegdish, is losing out. So we say, when you swear now, swear in front of the gizbor. So that the gizbor should not be choshed you, as if to say, maybe you stole our money. But it's not considered a shrua directly to the gizbor. You're swearing to the Bnei Ir. And why are you swearing to the Bnei Ir? Because you want to get paid for the job that you did. So they say, but you didn't do a good job. It's your fault it got stolen. He has to swear, no, it's not my fault it got stolen. For the Gemara, Inami lo neshav yulu poshim, or else that the gizbah should not think the whole city is a pasheya. So that's why he has to swear in front of them. So afal pisha kiblu bnei ir l'shalem ein ahegdish yoytzeb l'shvua. The Gemara said al ganudin. Even though afal pisha kiblu bnei ir l'shalem, let's say in a case where even after the truma, that really the bnei ir is potter from paying the machzor shekel. Because since they already made the truma, it's considered like all the money reached the gizbah already. And then it got lost. So the Mishnah says, Yepoter. What about the Bnei Ir side, but since Hegdish is having a loss, the money really did not reach them, will pay up a second time. Still the din is, Ein Hegdish Yetzu Blei Shvua. Still there's a takana to say, the shliach has to swear to the Hegdish, to the gizbah, that it wasn't his fault. So Korbeid learns, this goes according to Rabbi Yechonin. It says, Afal Pisha Kibla means, and Rav Yechon the Koyv, going according to Rav Yechonin, they come out the Shvua Zu Takonas Chachomi. The Rabbanim made a new Shvua here by the Machzor Shekel. Shein Ahegdish Yoytze B'lei Shvua. Hilkach, Afilu Kiblu Anshei Ha'ir Aleim, It's according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a takana here, that you can't let Hegdish go without swearing to him. So even if the people want to pay by their own, the machta shekel, still they have to swear to Hegdish that the shliach has to swear it wasn't his fault. It's according to Rabbi Yechon, now it's a takana kavua. You can never pop yourself in the shvua. You'll always have to swear. More now, Hefresh Shiklet, let's say somebody, Reuven, a private person, was mafras a machsa shekel. He set it aside, this is the money I'm going to give to the machsa shekel. The yovat, and it got lost in his own property. What's the locha? Reb Yechonen Omar Chayiv Bach Yusei. This person is chayiv to give another machsa shekel. Achi Yimashrenu LeGizber. Up until you didn't give it to the Gizber yet, it's still in your Rishus, and you're chayiv Bach Yusin. You have to give another one. Reb Shimon Ben Lokesh Shemer. Hegdish brishus hagvoya v'chol mokem shu. The klal, like, as soon as you makdish it, you say this money is for the machsa shekel, so you always say the klal is called hechad isa brishus ad hegdish isa. Like, hegdish is all over the place. So as soon as you makdish it, right away it's considered like it's in hegdish's brishus, and it got to the gizber ready. So the got lost later, it's tough on the gizber, and you're potter. That's not the shlokish. So to the mefer of Korban Eda, chayim ach yusim, afilu liyacha shenitmura truma. That's not Rabbi Yechon. Up until it didn't get to the Gizba yet, you have to pay another one. Hegdish Meshuz Gevoya B'chomokim Shu, V'yafilu Kodesh Shnit Reporter. The Shlokas says no. As soon as you're Makdish, the Machsa Shekel, right away it's considered like it reached the Gizba's Reshuz, and if it got lost then, it's lost from the Gizba, not from you. So the Gemara, Mas Nisan Pligi Arashim Ben Lokish. Our Mishnah argues on Arashim Ben Lokish, because our Mishnah says, Nishvoylov Neir. What was the case of our Mishnah, clearly, that the whole city gave the Machsa Shekel already. The Mamash Mafreshia, they gave it, and they gave it to a Shliach to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And if the Shliach lost it on the way, we say if he lost it before they took off the Truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Bnei Ir has to give another Machsa Shekel. So we see Luchur, what is still a Chai Bachrusan, not like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says, as soon as you're marked the shit and say this should be for the Machsa Shekel, right away it's considered like it's in the Gizbe Rishus. And our Mishnah says clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says that if the Shliach, it was lost by the Shliach, the Shliach swears to the Bnei Ir, he was an honest, he's potter, but the whole Bnei Ir has to give another Machsa Shekel. So we see it's still Chayim Bach Yusen. V'loyoyd v'aitam mishem shruas takona. The Chur, some say this like a terrace. O'mishanim the first learns, loyoyd hi mishem shruas takona. Means avzu minatakona. Rosh Lakish will answer you. This is also part of the takonas to Rabbonin. Really, really, when you mark to something right away, it's considered like it's hegdish reshus, and you should be potter. There's a takonas to Rabbonin here in this case of a shliach to say that you're chayit, but only by a shliach. Why by a shliach? He says avzu minatakona. So yizalzlo beyakdeshus yishalchu oisamadei shliach elakolechod yovish shikla biyatzmoi lishom the mitzvah boy yosim beshluchai. There's a new takon. If you sent your machsa shekel with a shliach, then the rabbanon said, if that money is going to get lost, you're going to have to pay another one. You know why they said that? Because they don't want you to send it with a shliach. Mitzvah bo yosim begufa. It's a bigger mitzvah if you do it yourself than sending with a shliach. So they want you yourself to take the machsa shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rosh Lakish says, if you take your own machsa shekel, let's say it got lost on the way, and the climber, then you potter. Because when you make the machsa shekel right away, you're making it hegdish. Kol heichod yisa v'shus et hegdish yisa. It belongs to Hegdish right away. It's only a takana now Mishnah that if you don't bring it yourself, you give it to a shliach, since you'd be mezalt in the mitzvah, giving it to a shliach to do, here the Rabbanu made a takana. That lo you see that money gets lost, you're going to have to give another one. Then it's only mid the Rabbanu, not mid the Raisa. Tony, Horishoinim Neuflin Letaklin Charatin. Now, we're talking about a case where the money got lost, the Machsa Shekel on the way up. And the din is the Bnei Yir has to bring another one. Now they bring a second Machsa Shekel. And then we find the first one. Either the Ganav returned it, or else when it was lost, the ship that got sunk, the ship came up again. And they found the Machsa Shekel now. So the kids are now, you have two Machsa Shekel from this city. What do we do with both of them? What do we do with either one of them? So Tony, one writer says like this. Horishonim, the first Machsa Shekel, we don't know which one, what's called the first one. We'll soon see what's the first one. Whatever's called the first one, Neuflen Letakten Charatin. That's the one that goes into the new Sheforis, for this coming year. That's the one you pay for the machzor shekel. For this coming year's machzor shekel. The Hashniyim, the second one, is Neuflatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatlatl but it's used for other things. It's not used for kavonis. Because now, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy the kavonis from the new money. So the first machzor shekel they set aside, that goes into the new shefaris, that you can use for the regular machzor shekel for the coming year's kavonis. Mashenkin, the second machzor shekel, that goes into the old shefar from last year, that they do other things with it. Yeah. Now, Eilu Hein HaRishonim, V'Eilu Hein HaShniyim. Now, which one here is called the first machzor shekel, and which one is called the second one? Again, the city first collected one set and sent it with the shliach. Then it got lost, it got stolen. So then they sent a second set up. And after the second set reached there, then they found the first set, and they sent back the first set. So what's called now the first and second one? Is Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Abba, Mori, Tzemachloikis. Chadoma, one says, Elu Shasholchu Bnei Yertchila. It's the first set that was sent by the shliach, even though that set got lost. And they brought up a second set. And now the later first set brought the first set, but that first set, since that was set aside first, that's called the Machzor Shekel. That one goes for the Taklin Charatin for this year's Machzor Shekel. For Charon Omar, that Loshe means, like it says, V'iduchama, the other one says, Elo Shegiya Liyodin Gizborim Tchila. No, the second tier, since that's the one that reaches the Gizba first, because the first set got lost, got stolen. Then they collected another set of Machzor Shekel and sent it up to the Gizba. So the second set that reached the Gizba first, that's called the first Machzor Shekel, and that's the one that goes into the Taklin Chadatin, goes into the new Sheforis for this year's Kabonis. And then when they when they have the second one, that goes for the old Sheforis, which they use for the other things. So the Medic Abayas use it for. We'll see later on what it's for. So the Mishnah. If you give your shekel, your machzor shekel to your chaver, again, you can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. So ask your friend, he's going to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. Do me a favor. Here's my machzor shekel. Deposit it in the shefaris there for me. You know what your friend did? He took your money and used it for himself. He gave your machzor shekel for his own sake. That's what he did. So depends. In Nitmu Hatruma Mual, if the Bezdin takes the Truma, takes out the money from this Lishka to buy the animals, as soon as they take the money to buy the animals with it, right away you're Mual. So he learns the Korban Eidim. Al Yodim means Bishviloi. I told my friend, take my Machzor Shekel and pay for me. And he took my money and used it for himself. So it depends. In Nitmu Hatruma means koidem sheshokal b'shvil atzmai. If before he took the money for himself, they made the truma. So then we say mual. Why? The miyad she nitmur hatruma al ofted ligvois. Hoy yizeh hashekel shenosan lechaveroi lishkel olav b'rishus hegdish. That as soon as the bezdin takes the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're going now when they take the truma, so you have in mind everybody that has in mind to bring the machzor shekel also. So as soon as they take their truma, it's considered like this Reuven, he gave his machzor shekel to his friend to take up. So since Reuven gave the machzor shekel, it's considered like that machzor shekel already reached the Gizber. So the Gizber now has Reuven's machzor shekel. So it's Peshus Hegdish. Now, when the friend takes Reuven's machzor shekel and gives it for himself, Nenem in Hegdish, he is having the enjoyment now from Hegdish. And it's called Hegdish because the Gizber already received it like. Since they took the Truma, we're going now at the last Mishnah that your Turman are lost in Ligvois. Anybody that eventually will give the Machzor Shekel has seemed like the Gizba received it right now. So the Kitzah, the Gizba received Reuven's Shekel already. Now when the friend is using Reuven's Shekel, he's having anor from it. Therefore he's Moel. He has over this the Mila. Well, the Gemara Meforash Mainen, the Gemara will explain what anor does he have. Like what enjoyment does he have? The kasher is of doing a mitzvah, we have the klal, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. You're not having anor from the mitzvah alone. So Gemara comes out, he popped you from a mashkin. That the pshat is, he has this friend now, if he wouldn't have given Reuven shekel, so of course he didn't give any shekel at all. So the bezin would go down to his house now and take away a mashkin from him. Because you used your friend's shekel in your name, bezin won't come down to your house and take away a mashkin. That's called you having hano, like mishtarshi. You're keeping the mashkin in your house, so that's called you having hano. So you're having hano because of hegdish, that's the issa mila, you have to bring a korban mila. What about ha-shoikel shikloi mina hegdish? You have hegdish in your rishus, and you forgot it was hegdish, and you took this money that's hegdish, and you gave it for your own machsa shekel. That's what you did. Is the first source of shoikel shikloi mina hegdish. Shoyeh biyodei moye shukti shulu bedekabayis. You had money in your house, that you were not the shifa bet gabayis. He said, this money now, these shkolim, should be in the bet gabayis. Uksav eshein shachulim. And now you made a mistake, and you thought this shekel is chulim dik a shekel. V'shokol meyem shikloi. And from this money now you took a machta shekel to give for your mitzvah machta shekel. So Mishnah says, v'nitrimo ha-truma. And the bezna already made the truma, they already took out a bucket full of the money of the machta shekel. V'korva ha-behema. And the bezna already bought the animals, and they were makriv of the animal, is alocha mol. Once they're makriv of the animal, they buy the animal, then we say you're over the istamila. In other words, you now are having enjoyment from the hegdish. So the mafarish kram neda, v'nitrimo truma, v'korna v'hema b'yaisa truma. Now the bezdin went and already bought an animal from the truma, from the makta shekel, v'ekrivu, and they also were makriv of the animal. Oznes chayev ha-shekel kram mila. Then we say this person that used Hegdish's money to pater himself from his own master shekel, now it's called like he's having hanor from it, and he's over the Yisamila. Avaloi koidim, but not before the Bezdin bought the animals and shechted used the animals. Why not? Lefi shein mila ela b'moitzi min Hegdish l'chulin. Usually the Yisamila is, you take Hegdish's money, and you take it out l'chulin. You use it for your own purpose. So there's a shina rishus. You're taking it out from Hegdish's rishus into your rishus, you're over in Yisamila. But here, you're taking true Hegdish's money, you have this money that you will makdish to Bedek Abayis, and what are you doing with it now? You're not using it for your own purpose, you're vitally giving it to Hegdish for the Maksa Shekel. So just the fact you gave it to the Maksa Shekel will not give you an Isamila, because you weren't Maitzi Mirishus Hegdish Flushus Chulin, you were Maitzi Mirishus Hegdish Lehegdish. So therefore, there's no Isamila. Even though you had a nor now that the Bezdin won't take away your mashkin from you, you had a nor, but still there's no Yisamila. Is there in a moyel ela achash yosu maisa behegdish hasheni? You're only over the Yisamila until they do a maisa with the hegdish hasheni. That means later, when the gizba takes the machsa shekel and buys a korban with it, then he's taking the money and gives it to a private person to buy his animal. So when the money goes to the private person, it's called the money's going out lechulin. So that's the case that because of you, this money that originally that belongs to the Bedek Abayis, you're causing it now to go out to Chulin. So when they buy the animal later, that's when you're over the Yisamila. But not before then. Because just the fact you gave Hegdish's money to the Gizba from Master Shekel, there's no Hoytzor from one Rishus to another Rishus. He gave it from one pocket of Hegdish to another pocket of Hegdish. It's only later when Hegdish uses the money and buys an animal with it, they buy the animal from a regular farmer, so then when they give the money to him, then the money goes out to the Chulin. That's considered you caused that your original money for the Bedek Abayis later is going out to the Chulin. So when it goes out to the Chulin later, that's when you're over the Yisamila. Let's say somebody has in his house Moyes Maisa Sheni. In other words, you had a lot of papers growing, and it was too heavy to carry through Shlayim, so you poured your money. And you had this money in your house. And by mistake now, you took this money and made it into the Machsa Shekel. Or else, Midmei Shriyas. You have the Paris of Kedusha Shriyas, and you bought something with it. So the money also is Nitzfas with a Kedusha Shriyas. And with this money now, Kedusha Shriyas, you gave it to the Gizba for the Machsa Shekel. The locker is Yoichal Kenegdim. You have to, like, be poider the money that you gave for the Machsa Shekel. What does that mean? Yoch Kned, the Gemara for us, the Gemara will explain. In other words, you have to be poider it. You have to like, take another money and say, wherever the Maisa Sheni is, you want the Maisa Sheni to be poider on this money now. So you could take off the Kedusha Maisa Sheni from the money that you gave to the Gizba for the Machsa Shekel and put the Kedusha of that Maisa Sheni on the money you have right now. So now this money, you have to act like Maisa Sheni and eat this money in Yerushalayim. Who are then by Shvius. You can also be paid the Kedusha Shvius. So even though the money you gave to the Gizber has Kedusha Shvius on it, take another coin, the same size as that coin now, and say wherever that coin that has Kedusha Shvius is, you want it to be chal of this coin now, so this coin now has the Kedusha Shvius. And Yoichal Kenegdim means use this coin with the Kedusha Shvius. In other words, you have to take off the Kedusha Maisa Sheni and the Kedusha Shvius that you put on, that's on, that coin that you gave for the Machsa Shekel. Yes, the Gemara says, Hashrekel, Anan Teninon, we learned in Korvo HaBehema. If the Behema was Korv, that's what it says in our Sefer. It says in the Sefer, the Mishnah, that if you have money in your house that's Hekdish, and you give it to the Gizbo L'shem Machtes HaShekel, so the Mishnah says, your Moal when they take the Truma and they buy the Korban. When they buy the Korban with it, then your Moal. That's what it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah. Gemara says, V'toni Devei Rebbe, Im Nitrumu HaTruma, if they already took the Truma off it. So the Korban Eidah learns like this. He says, Anan Tanin, we learned, Bereshit Demastisin Im Nitrumu HaTruma. The ratio of the first case, the Mishnah only says that if your friend uses your shekel to give, he's moel when, as long as Bezdin made the truma. V'tona devei Rebbe tona af bereisha v'korva behema. Now tona devei Rebbe is even in the ratio, he's only over the yisamila if they buy a korban with it. So he learns v'loy pligi. There's no machlokes. T'tana didan somech haseifa shilafarvus bo milashneim. That's where the Korbanator learns. That we'll learn now Mishnah, both cases, you're only over the Yisamilah when they take the Truma, the Bezdin, and they go and buy the Korban. When they buy the Korban, that's considered they're taking your money, and B'moitzit L'chulin. Since they're B'moitzit L'chulin, therefore you're over the Yisamilah. Because just the fact you're using your money and give it to Hegdish, from one Hegdish to another Hegdish, is no Yisamilah. Only if it's B'moitzit L'chulin, then there's an Issa of Mila. Yeah, now you skip the brackets. Moore says, Man Tano im Nitrumu HaTruma. If there is a brisa that says, not like we just said, that is an Issa Mila, just when Bezdin takes off the Truma, even before they buy the animal, even before they use the money, right away you're over the Issa Mila. Who holds like this? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, this goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yomer Reb Shimon says, Miyad hoye makabu moisov, for kahanim zrizin hein. Now really this is a Mishnah later on. That's a question there. When Bezdin, let's say, the Gizba buys a food or a substance for the Beis Hamikdash, they buy, let's say, flour or they buy oil, when does the Bezdin pay the farmer when he gives the flour or the oil to the Beis Hamikdash? So one Mandiyama says there, we don't pay them till after, like, we used it. We make sure there's no hefsid, then we pay you. Reb Shimon says, no. As soon as we take the food from you, right away we pay you. We're not afraid maybe the food will get ruined by Hegdish. And that's from Shimon Sra that says, Miyad hoye makabel moisov, he would receive his money right away. And we're not afraid anything would get ruined, the food, with something would happen to it. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, the Kahanim are Zoras, they take care of it. Therefore, here also, as soon as Bezdin takes the Truma, means takes out the new money from the Lishka to use it to buy the animals, so even before they bring the Korban, as soon as they get the animal from the farmer, right away Bezdin gives them the money. So therefore there's an Issa Mila right away, even before the Hakrav or the Korban. Because right away Bezdin gives the money to the farmer. Whatever it is, you have to pay them right away. And we're not afraid to get lost by Hegdish, get ruined. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, Hain. So who was in here also in this Braisa? Now what? You had money Hegdish here, and you gave it for the Machsa Shekel. So say now, when is it considered like it was Mo'al? Not by giving it from Achta Shekel, because that's considered the giving from one Rishus Hegdish to another Rishus Hegdish. It's only when Hegdish takes the money and buys animals with it. When they buy animals, they're giving the money to the Chulin, to a Hegdish. That's called Yetzim Rishus. So our Mishnah says, when do they pay for it? They pay for the animals after the Bezdin used it for Korban, the Amak of the animal. That's when the Gizbar now pays the farmer for the animals. So after that, Krovas HaKorban, now the money goes out to Chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. The Braisa that says no, right away, as soon as they take out the Truma, as soon as they take away the money, doesn't mean as soon as they take out the money, but now what do they do with the money? They have to go buy animals. How do they buy animals? But Shimon says, as soon as the farmer gives you the animal, right away you pay him up. So you don't have to wait until Bezdin actually uses it for Korban, and then they pay up, then the money goes out to Chulin, even before the makir of the animal. But as soon as they buy the animals, right away Bezdin pays. So when Bezdin takes this money, the Machsa Shekel, and gives it to the farmer, so Bezdin now is being moitzi this money to Chulin, and really, there's no din, because it's not only Machsa Shekel, really this money has Kedushas Bezdin Gabayis on it, because you were first Machsa Shekel Bezdin Gabayis. So you're causing now that this money should be Maitzi L'chulin, that's why you're Mo'al. So our Mishnah says Yoni Moal when the Bezdin buys the korban and vayt is kor of the behema, they actually make that krovo. That goes according to Tanakhama later, that Bezdin never pays for the products until they use it up. Mashenka, the bryce here that says no, the mila is right away as soon as you buy the animal, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds you pay up right away. We're not afraid they won't use the animal will get room because it's a klaliyus kahana mazrizimain. The Kabbalah says, Rabbi Shimon Polak ordered non hosim. Hamaspik, if somebody says, I'll pay for the oil, I'll supply the oil or the flour, Tanakhama says you don't get paid for your stuff until after it was brought on the Mizbeach. As soon as you give the flour, the Shemin, you get paid right away. We're not afraid, maybe something would happen, but if they Shakanam's reasoning, Kanam, watch carefully what they're doing. Haray, we see, Shafilu loy korva behema. Even before they actually brought the animal for a korban, as soon as Bezdin takes out the money from the truma, right away when they buy the animals, they give the money right away to the farmer. So right away that money is called Yotza Lechulin, and there'll be a mila right away. And now Mishnah that says no, the mila is only chal after you use the korban, goes according to Tanakhama later. That Bezdin does not pay them yet until first they use the animal, they saw no psulim happen, then they use the money. So that's when it's yos lechulin, that's when you're over the yisamil according to our Mishnah. Yeah. So the morning now, Avakasha, I have a kasha now. Ilu ha-goynev oilosei, shol chaver, Avakasha now Mishnah. What does the ratio of the Mishnah say? That if I give my shekel to my friend to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so when my friend uses it for himself, he's over the yisamil. So mashma what? That he's using the shekel for himself. It's not the pshat he's giving my shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, but he's using it for himself. For the Gemara, why is it called he's using it for himself? The kash ilu ha-goynev ve-losa shechaveroi. Let's say I steal somebody else's korban oila. Reuven had a korban oila, and now Shimon steals it and brings it to the kohen and tells the kohen, here's a korban oila, go bring it. Now the kohen usually brings a korban oila for wherever it is, for wherever the bailam is. V'shachot to stam. Let's say the kohen shechs it stam. Is shach to stam? Stam ulerlu shem bailam or rishonim mechaperis? Don't we say that minastam means the kohen is shechting for who the real bailam is? So since the real owner it was his korban oila, he has his kapara. So even though somebody stole it from him, so what? The kapara goes to the original bailam. So according to Kashi here also, if I give my shekel to my friend to pay for me, when he gives the shekel, lamaisa, the shekel now is my money. So the chura amakai my mitzvah. So this person should not be over the estimilim at all. Like he didn't do anything with my money. It's a fault, it's still my mitzvah. It says, "Him came hakanami gabishkolim kishenit nulishcha ena nikra shekel shemihu." When you put the shekel into the lishka, into this big room, we don't know who it's coming from. Vunit from stam. Later, when the kanim go and take out a truma, take out a bucket full from here, they use the money stam means l'shem mishu. Whoever this money belonged to, for you will be mekayim the mitzvah. V'chayzer hashekel abaylam orishanim. V'lo miyechayev korban mila. So why is the second person not chayev korban mila? It was never yotze. It was never moil. The money went for the first bailam. And to the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Yudin, Tifter, I'll answer you, the Misuyim. We're talking about now when the second person used the shekel, Misuyim means we know that it was done for himself. And when the Kohen later takes out the Truma, he takes it out for that person and not for the first person. What does Misuyim mean? Moshal is a Moshalite, based from the Gamliyam. Shoyim Mischavin, they had Kavono, Vedoich Vedotecha Kupam. They would push themselves and put the money into the Kupam. In other words, the people there would see that this money came from Beis Rabbi Gamliel. Here also, we're talking about now the friend took this money and put it into the lishka in a manner that the kohen there knew that it's your bas hashekel. So they thought that the money is for you and they're bringing it for you. So that's called mo, because you're using somebody else's bas hashekel. The Mislim, he says, Korban Eidah, Shenikir, we could tell. For Yadua Shushel Sheni, belongs to the other one, belongs to the second one. The Irie, Shaosa, Kemoi Shaosa, Shabesangam Leel, they did like it says by Besangam Leel. They pushed their way through and they threw it there and they knew it was them. So therefore, it doesn't go for the first one, for the real Bailim, but it goes for the second one. Therefore, he's over the Yisamila. V'chosh loymer for the Gemara kasha shema lishurayim hay noiflim. The Gemara Parach says v'chosh loymer lo mahu mevi korban mila. Why does this second person have to be korban mila? Dilma loy nikne v'heima mishekel ze el misaisa v'kupa hagadolo vein shurayim halishcha. In other words, saying that when people brought the master shekel, they brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, into a special room. It was called the Lishcha. This room and all the master shekel. Now, not all that money was used for the Kabbonis. The Beis Din went, they took out a truma, means they took a bucket full of shkolim from this room out. Three times a year we had before, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot. And they took out the money and used it to buy Kabbonis. But the leftover money was used for something else. So maybe the shekel that this person put in there wasn't used to buy the behemoth. So why do we say in the Mishnah it's chayav a korban mila? Because when they buy the animal, you're making the money go to chulin. Maybe they didn't use your shekel to buy the animal. So how do we know vadi chayav a korban mila? Maybe the shekel you put in there is still in there. It wasn't yosla chulin at all. Furthermore, v'chiyesh mila b'shurayim. Ella, you want to tell me Rav Meir? So Rav Meir, oyma moilim b'shurayim. Any time Rav Meir says yes, there is an issa mila on shurayim. But other man the Yemen say, no, there's no Issa Mila on the Shurayim. So according to those man the Yemen, it should be Shver al Mishnah. And the Gemara, oid, hibe mesuyim, shabay sham gamliel, shayim ischavim v'terim l'shmoy. No, the Torah says, like we just got finished saying, we're talking about now when this person put the shekel in the Lishcha, he did it in a manner that we recognize it was this shekel. Like Beis Ram Gamliel, they pushed away there and they threw it there. So it was Nikir, it was their shekel. And we're talking about now Enoch Nami. We know for sure when the Beis Din made the Truma and took out the Master Shekel, the Bar Kabbonis, they took his shekel. So since they took his shekel, therefore it's called, he was Meitzel Chulin, therefore he's over the Yisemila. For the Gemara, my name, what kind of Noah are you having here? Amir Abavim, Yishem Rabbonin, the Tamon, Mechivet, Shem Beis Din Ruin Lamashkin, for Le Mashkonoi, Kemoshinen, like in the Reisha. Since really, if you don't pay the Master Shekel, we take a Mashkin away from you. But now that you're claiming that this is your Master Shekel, you're potter from the Mashkin, they won't take away your pledge from you. So therefore, you're saving yourself that you're keeping the pledge in your Rishus. That's called you having a Noah from Hegdish. Fight the Meister Sheni. If you give Meister Sheni for the Master Shekel, you have to be pointed to the Meister Sheni. The Pasuk says,
yeah, this is a Pasuk by a Bechor, that the Pasuk of Vayikra says, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukar LaShem Bebehema is lo yaktish is oisai. Now it's a behemoth that's a bechor, you can't give it any other kedusha. So we dashed in from this pasuk that kol shu kodesh, anything that has some kedusha on it, ain't kedusha chal olav. You can't give it a second kedusha. Like once it has other karbonis to it, or it has the kedusha of a bechor, you can't give it other hegdish. Here also, if this money first had a kedusha's maisa sheni on it, so you can't now make it for a matza shekel. Therefore, Ketzer the Wise said, what do you have to do now? You already gave this money of Maisa Sheni to the Gizba B'Teres Machtes HaShekel. Is maybe Selah Shechulin. Bring now another Selah that's just Chulin, a regular money. The Omer and say like this, Moyes Maisa Sheni B'Chomokim Shein. The money that was Maisa Sheni, wherever it is, even though it's by the Gizba now, Yehei Mechulolin. It should become Chulin, it should go out without Kedusha. Al Selah Zu. Where should the Kedusha go? On this Selah, this coin that I have here right now, the Yoisa Selah Nitfas the Shein Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the coin you have here right now, this coin becomes Maisa Sheni. The Yashar Nasu Shkolim, and the other ones, the Moyisor Rishonim that you already gave to the Gizbul Shein Maisa Hashekel, that is Chulin now because you appointed the Kedusha of it. Memela now it becomes Maisa Shekel. And know what? The same thing is by Kedusha Shrias. You have to be poided the Kedusha Shrias on other money. Therefore, the original money, the Kedusha goes off it. Therefore, it could remain to be the Machzis HaShekel. All right, we'll stop here. Holden Davov. Yeah, Mishnah